A prophetic word about the future. During one of the council meetings, one of the speakers, after referring to some of the barriers to the progress of the message, appealed to Mrs. White to state her views as to what more could be done, and whether there might be expected changes in the conditions under which the laborers were struggling. In answer to this question, she said that changes would come that would open doors that were closed and barred, changes that would alter conditions and arouse the minds of the people to understand and appreciate present truth. Political upheavals and changes in the industrial world, and great religious awakenings, would prepare minds to listen to the third angel's message. Yes, there will be changes, she assured them, but nothing for you to wait for. Your work is to go forward, presenting the truth in its simplicity, holding up the light of truth before the people. Then she told them how the matter had been revealed to her in vision. The multitudes in our world, to whom is sent the warning message that Christ is soon coming, were presented as enveloped in mists and clouds and dense darkness, even as described by Isaiah, who wrote, "Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people." As in the vision she looked upon this scene with intense sorrow, her accompanying angel said, "Look ye," and as she looked again, there were to be seen little jets of light, like stars shining dimly through the darkness. As she watched them, their light grew brighter, and the number of lights increased, because each light kindled other lights. These lights would sometimes come together as if for the encouragement of one another, and again they would scatter out, each time going farther and lighting more lights. Thus the work went on until the whole world was illuminated with their brightness. In conclusion, she said, "This is a picture of the work you are to do. Ye are the light of the world. Your work is to hold up the light to those around you. Hold it firmly. Hold it a little higher. Light other lights. Do not be discouraged if yours is not a great light. If it is only a penny taper, hold it up. Let it shine. Do your very best, and God will bless your efforts."